In today's show, Bitcoin clings to 42,000 as key moving average break from July appears. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Shrek Capital, who points out here, Bitcoin has reached extreme fear levels not seen since July 2021. That's right, we're currently rated a 10 out of 100 on the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. However, as Lena points out here, another Bitcoin hash rate all-time high. This is what a healthy network looks like. And Max Keiser reminds us, 220,000 in 2022 in play as fiat money world melts down and investors continue ignoring gold. And Pentoshi shares Bitcoin highest probability outcome, in my opinion. Be lucky to get a $58,000 to $60,000 short attempt and the best invalidation on the macro since. It's as close as possible. And he also shares regarding ETH, probably get to buy it around 2,200 some point this year. Seems like the fairest, most reasonable of wholesome and pure prices. Other high time frame areas, reclaim 4,100. 2,700 area is mid versus likely. 2,200 for long-term positions. Still a lot to bleed out from this pig yet. Also in today's show, breaking news, PayPal reportedly confirms plans to explore the launch of a stablecoin. PayPal's SVP of the crypto and digital currencies told Bloomberg the following, we are exploring a stablecoin. If and when we seek to move forward, we will of course work closely with relevant regulators. Also in today's show, Bitcoin and Ethereum head into $100,000 and $5,000 in 2022, according to Bloomberg Intelligence. That's right, despite crypto markets dropping to multi-month lows, major cryptos like Bitcoin and Ether are likely to hit new all-time highs in 2022, according to Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone, quoting him right here, a key issue we see is the Federal Reserve, as it faces the greatest inflation in four decades, more inclined to raise interest rates if risk assets continue climbing. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst says Bitcoin can bottom out at 37,500 en route to 100,000. We're talking about Smart Contractor, quoting him here, I think Bitcoin bottoms anywhere between now and 37,500 and gives us a similar structure to what we saw in 2019, just on a larger time scale, with a run to 100,000 still on the table for 2022. In my opinion, I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin consolidated above 42,000 prior to Wall Street's opening bell on January 7th as more similarities to last year's lows emerged. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin, 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView tracked the nervous Bitcoin market as the Bitcoin slash USD pair avoided another retest of 40,000 support. And earlier, after briefly falling below 41,000, analysts had warned that a further capitulation event may occur, this having the potential to bring the pair down to $30,000 or even lower. That figure rings true for market participants, having formed the bottom of a protracted capitulation, which lasted from May to July of last year. Then as of now, the minor upheaval combined with the macroeconomic factors to temporarily take the momentum out of the Bitcoin bull market. Quoting Rec Capital here, Bitcoin is following May 2021 very closely. And he also notes that as of Friday, Bitcoin was performing a break of the 50-week exponential moving average, just like the mid-July move, which formed the bottom of that capitulation phase. Now, the 50-week EMA sat at $45,000 on that day. And as he also points out right here on crypto Twitter, the Bitcoin capitulation event below the blue 50-week exponential moving average is in progress. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now, Mikhail Vendepot, meanwhile, noted the differences between the two phases. Quoting him here, a swift correction south this time around means that prolonged sideways movements and breakout to the upside from 2021 does not overall characterize the current market. The $46,000 level remains a very important one to watch. If that one breaks, I think the entire bear market is over, or the entire correction is over, and we're looking for upside potential, he said during his latest YouTube update. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now let's discuss Ethereum and the altcoins. Alt saw trouble on the day following warnings that any strong moves previously were likely a red flag, a bull trap. Meanwhile, Ethereum, the largest altcoin by market cap, cap is currently up about 1% for the day, hovering at around $3,200 at the time of this recording, but still down significantly for the week. And right here, you're looking at the Ethereum one-day candle chart. And as crypto analyst Pentoshi shares here, Bitcoin highest probability outcome, in my opinion, be lucky to get a $58,000 to $60,000 short attempt. And the best invalidation on the macro since it's as close as possible, see high time frame areas of larger range. And he also points out regarding Ethereum, ETH, probably to get to buy at around 2,200 some point this year. Seems like the fairest, most reasonable of wholesome and pure prices. Other high time frame areas, reclaim 4,100. 2,700 area is mid versus likely. 2,200 for long-term positions, still a lot to bleed out from this pig yet. And as Rec Capital shares here, Bitcoin has reached extreme fear levels not seen since July of 2021, as the current crypto greed and fear index level is a 10 out of 100, which equals BTFD, buy that freaking dip. However, as Lena shares here, another Bitcoin hash rate all-time high. This is what a healthy network looks like. She ain't telling no lies, and the Bitcoin price tends to follow the hash rate, so I like to point that out. And as Max Kaiser shares in response to this headline from the US Sun, money meltdown Bitcoin predicted to crash in 2022, as experts warn crypto investors to pull out. Max Kaiser responded, 220,000 in 2022 in play as fiat money world melts down and investors continue ignoring gold. I agree with Max Kaiser. I'd love to see a $220,000 Bitcoin price this year. Let me know if you agree with the Orange Pill host or disagree. Drop me a comment right down below. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, PayPal reportedly confirms plans to explore the launch of their own stablecoin entitled PayPal Coin, as well as Bitcoin and Ethereum headed to 100,000 and 5K in 2022, according to Bloomberg Intelligence, as well as top crypto analyst says Bitcoin can bottom at 37,500 and route to 100,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts back in the green. That's right, Bitcoin up 1% for the day, hovering at around that $42,000 mark. We have Ether also up 1%, maintaining just above 3,200. Solana up 5.5%, trading at $145. Polkadot up 0.5%, trading just above $25. Cardano up 2.3%, trading at $1.23. And Chainlink up 5.5%, trading at about $26. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. American fintech giant PayPal Holdings has reportedly confirmed its intent to launch its own stablecoin named PayPal Coin. The development of its in-house stablecoin was first discovered in the source code of PayPal's iPhone app by developer Steve Moser. Now confirming the evidence found on the PayPal app, we have Jose Fernandez, who is PayPal's SVP of crypto and digital currencies, who shared the following with Bloomberg News. We are exploring a stablecoin. If and when we seek to move forward, we will, of course, work closely with relevant regulators. Now, Moser's findings uncovered that PayPal is in the works of building PayPal Coin, which will be backed by the United States dollar. However, a PayPal spokesperson clarified that the source codes of the iPhone app were developed in a recent hackathon. That's right. While PayPal's digital asset is in the making, the name, the logo, and the features of the in-house token are subject to change prior to launch. And supporting the ongoing development, PayPal has previously launched new features that allows users to buy, hold, and pay with digital coins. Now, DePonte also pointed out in an interview from November 2021 that PayPal has not yet seen a stablecoin out there that is purpose-built for payments. And according to him, a stablecoin should support payments at scale while ensuring the security of the network. And he had the following. There would have to be clarity on the regulation, the regulatory frameworks, and the type of licenses that are needed in this space. And in addition to launching its own stablecoin, PayPal has also taken proactive measures to spread crypto-related services and jurisdictions outside the U.S. And in September 2021, the company announced the rollout of a new Bitcoin trading service for the U.K. market. As reported, customers can trade major cryptos, including Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. All I know is this, I will not be using PayPal to purchase any crypto. I don't like them. I don't trust them, and I definitely will not be using their stablecoin. I will not be using any central bank digital currency. I will be using Bitcoin because Bitcoin is the king, and it is what it is. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin and Ether heading to 100,000 and 5,000 in 2022, according to Bloomberg Intelligence, as well as top crypto analyst says Bitcoin can bottom at 37,500 en route to six figures. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with $104 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the Bitcoin dominance is 39.9%, with the Ether dominance at 19%. 0.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have ICP leading the pack, up almost 13% for the day, trading above $33, followed by Dash up 12.5%, trading at $141, followed by Zcash, that's two privacy coins back-to-back, up 7%, trading just under $150. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Despite crypto markets dropping to multi-month lows, major cryptos like Bitcoin and Ether are likely to hit new all-time highs this year in 2022, according to Bloomberg analysts. That's right, Bitcoin and ETH will be heading towards 100,000 and 5,000 this year, respectively, according to a forecast by Bloomberg intelligence analyst Mike McGlone, who published in his latest market analysis on Thursday. Quoting him here, a key issue we see in the Federal Reserve as it faces the greatest inflation in four decades, more inclined to raise interest rates if risk assets continue climbing. Now, I think this prediction is very interesting because it's ultimately saying Bitcoin can 2 to 3x while Ethereum doesn't really go up much at all, as the Ethereum all-time high is around $4,800. Now, McGlone also predicted that Bitcoin, Ether, and the United States pegged stablecoins will maintain dominance in 2022, while some top 2021 winners like BNB, aka Binance Coin, and Solana may end the pattern of temporary visitors amongst the top five. And according to the analyst, expectations for the Fed rate hikes in 2022 could support a win-win scenario for Bitcoin versus the stock market, with Bitcoin likely gaining the upper hand versus stocks this year. And as we all know, the stock market is all artificially inflated. When you see the stock market up 30% for the year, that's because inflation is up 30% for the year, and it's the purchasing power of the dollar that is dwindling. I like to point that out. Now, quoting McGlone again here, crypto assets are tops among the speculative and risky, but the firstborn is rapidly transitioning toward becoming the world's digital reserve asset. Now, the latest Bloomberg intelligence analysis follows a similar previous forecast by McGlone. In early December 2021, the analyst predicted that 2022 would be good for both Bitcoin and gold, forecasting them to hit 100,000 and 2,000 respectively. And previously, he had successfully predicted the approval of the first Bitcoin exchange traded fund in the United States in October 2021. However, that's not a spot ETF. That's a futures ETF, and there is a major difference. Now, McGlone is not alone in thinking that Bitcoin could potentially hit six figures. In the latest note to investors, Goldman Sachs co-head of global FX and EM strategy, Zach Pandel, suggested that Bitcoin could overtake 50% of the store value market share over the next 5 years, with the Bitcoin price potentially surging over $100,000 by capitalizing on gold's market share. That's right, the current gold market cap is sitting at roughly $10 trillion, and once there is a flipping between digital gold and old school gold, watch out. I mean, we can expect easily a six-figure Bitcoin price. And at this time, Bitcoin is hovering at around 42,000, down 11% over the past 7 days, according to data from CoinGecko. And as Cointelegraph reported, Bitcoin started dropping after the Fed's December FOMC meeting on Wednesday, which showed that the regulator was committed to increasing interest rates in 2022. Now, the market has also been shrinking in response to the internet blackouts in Kazakhstan amid local anti-government protests. And before I break down our final story of the day, top crypto analyst says Bitcoin can bottom at 37,500 en route to 100,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also has some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The crypto market tumbled throughout the past few days as the Bitcoin price is down 10% in a week, trading at around 42,000 at the time of this recording. And according to a popular analyst, Bitcoin might find a bottom between its current rate and $37,500. Now, undoubtedly, one of the most frequently asked questions on crypto Twitter right now and throughout the past few days is where the Bitcoin bottom may be. And commenting on the matter was popular analyst going by the Twitter handle Smart Contractor, who shared the following: I think Bitcoin bottoms anywhere between now and 37,500 and gives us a similar structure to what we saw in 2019, just on a larger time scale, with a run to 100,000 still on the table for 2022, in my opinion. And he shares this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. I feel it's a given, a six-figure Bitcoin price this year in 2022. In fact, as I pointed out earlier, I love Max Kaiser's $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction for this year. Anything is possible. And to those unaware, 2019 started out with the Bitcoin price trading relatively close to the bottom from November of 2018, slightly above $3,000. Also like to point out that the Bitcoin price today at $42,000 is exactly the all-time high we hit 1 year ago on this day. Talk about deja vu, like whoa. And as the months went by, the crypto market peaked at around $14,000 during the summer and then retraced back to $5,000 by March the following year. Now the analyst also gave his prediction on what could happen once the price reaches $100,000 in his hypothesis. After $100,000 plus, then we get into 2018 style extended bear market territory. So there you have it. Do you agree with plan B that we can expect an 80% correction after reaching this cycle high peak? Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And hypothetically, if we hit $100,000 in this scenario and we corrected 80%, that means the Bitcoin price would crash all the way down to $20,000. And using Max Kaiser's prediction as another example, if we were to hypothetically hit his target of $220,000 this year, and if we corrected 80% during crypto winter, that means the Bitcoin price would drop all the way down to $44,000. Talk about accumulation mode, right? And speaking of Bitcoin price predictions, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, recently polled his Twitter audience, in which 178,985 people voted. And when asked, what do you think the Bitcoin price will be by the end of the year, December 2022? 32.6% said between $100,000 and $200,000. 31.1% said between $50,000 and $100,000. 23.7% said less than $50,000, while 12.6% of you said above $200,000. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price will likely be before the end of this year? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin clings to 42,000 as key moving average break from July reappears. Also in today's show, we discussed breaking news of PayPal reportedly confirming plans to explore the launch of their own stable coin entitled PayPal coin. Also in today's show, Bitcoin and Ethereum heading to 100,000 and 5,000 in 2022, according to Bloomberg Intelligence. And also shared this prediction from Smart Contractor, who predicts Bitcoin can bottom at 37,500 en route to $100,000. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Steve wrote, I trusted some that said 80,000 by year end. Well, I got in late, so I am chancing the price down, but it's okay. It's fun because I am sure it will recover this year. Think 80,000 this year is very possible. If not, probable. I responded, many analysts missed the mark for the end of 2021. However, Max Kaiser says 220,000 now in play for 2022. Send it. And our next feature comment comes from Seriously, You Jess. Folks, it's so much easier to work hard and stack. If I am wrong in 4 years, let me know. You'll be smiling. Well said, as all Bitcoin long-term hodlers are in profit that hodl for 4 years plus. Keep stacking sats and hodl, fam. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from G. Dean. JV, you're losing me. Your title's 5X. 200,000, 300,000, blah, blah, blah. I am freaking pissed. Been waiting for over 4 years. Where's my 10X? Experts are wrong. No reason to keep leading us into Neverland. Peep this, G. Dean. I cover predictions from many of the top analysts, good and bad. I report the daily news, so please don't shoot the messenger. You feel me? Here's what you do. You keep stacking. As the market is crashing, you accumulate. And when we hit new all-time highs, you can thank me later in a future episode. Just saying. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. But that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.